It is a light morning. Must have been a lot of partying last night. Somewhere in Fosdam, in Brussels. Okay. I don't remember it being this quiet on a Sunday morning. Ray, do you remember? It is. The go room is quiet too. Well, all right, it's 9 o'clock, and because of the live stream schedule, we're just going to get started on time. So good morning, folks. Welcome to the Community Dev Room, the people side of open source. I'm Shirley Bales, and I'll be your host today. I'm hosting alone, which is also my first time hosting, and it's slightly unexpected hosting alone. But I wanted to say a quick thank you to my co-host, who isn't actually here today. She had family things to take care of, Laura Tchaikovsky. She couldn't be in here in person, but I also wanted to thank Floor Dries, who is up there. Hi, Floor, and Orlin Vasilev for their work on this, for the work on the committee with us, and to the other volunteers that we'll have throughout the day managing the dev room. These dev rooms don't run themselves, so we're really thankful and grateful for the time and effort that makes all this work possible. When we reviewed this year's proposals, I think we had about 98 of them. A few themes came through loud and clear. First, sustainability is no longer optional. Whether you're a solo maintainer, a foundation, a company-backed project, or someone who new who's trying to find your place, every community is wrestling with health, long-term health, governance, and succession, and especially funding these days. Second, AI is changing contributor behavior. Sometimes it accelerates participation, and sometimes it overwhelms maintainers. Several talks today will reflect real questions about the synthetic senior, contributor noise, and what mentorship looks like in this new era. Third, burnout continues to show up as a structural issue, not an individual failing. This is a really important point. A lot of invisible labor holds all of these communities together, and many of today's sessions are going to look at what's working, what isn't, and where we can all do better. And finally, diversity of participation matters. We saw proposals from students, civic tech groups, security foundations, hobbyists, tiny teams, large organizations, people from all over the world. And it's a good reminder that community isn't just one model. Our goal today isn't to present a single answer to how you build a community. It's to make space for practical tactics, cautionary tales, and experiments that are worth learning from for each of us to take back to our own communities. So a few quick housekeeping notes. Not that it's a super packed room at the moment, but we're trying to get people to come in through one door and leave through here. So when the session ends, if you guys don't mind heading out through this door here, help us keep the room clean. We do have an enormous amount of candy to get your day going if you want some sugar. And if you do have questions in QA part, can you just please wait till the end when the speakers are done, and then we'll hand the mic around the room for a Q&A session. So one quick heads up before we start. We do have a schedule change today. We unfortunately had someone had to travel issues. So there's a session at 12:40, the Partnerships That Power Community session. That's going to be replaced by a community talk by Catherine Druckmann, hopefully, over there. Now that I've put you on the spot, you have no choice but to take it. And I'll update the schedule page as we get a little bit closer. And finally, this room follows the Fosdem Code of Conduct. We expect respectful and inclusive behavior from everyone. And if you experience anything or witness anything, please come find me or one of the other volunteers in the room throughout the day. Thank you for being here. Community isn't community without the people who participate. So it's really important that we all come together to support things. With that in mind, we're going to start with many of these challenges, and how they begin is with teams. Teams don't magically mature on their own. The way that we make decisions and handle conflict, share ownership, and build trust is learned behavior, and it's often learned the hard way. So please welcome Adam, Oren, and Elizabeth.